Leif Erikson was born in Iceland around the year 980. His last name, Erikson, or Erik's son, came from his father, Erik Thorvaldsson, called Erik the Red. Like many Vikings before him, Leif was born into a life of exploration and adventure. Erik the Red had grown up in Norway, 900 miles away from Iceland. He got his name from his fiery red hair and beard, and his violent temper. When Erik the Red was about 10 years old, his father, Leif's grandfather, committed a murder. The King of Norway banished Erik and his father. He forced them to leave the country. Viking kings, like the King of Norway, were very powerful men. Their history began with King Harald, about 100 years earlier. Harald Fairhair, the first king of Norway, circa 850 to 933. Before King Harald, Norway was a collection of smaller kingdoms ruled by chieftains, the heads of the local clans or tribes. When Harald was just 10 years old, he became ruler of the kingdom of Vestfold. Years later, the legends say, he proposed to Princess Gyda. But Gyda said that she would not marry Harald until he had a great kingdom like Erik Annansen of Sweden or Gorm the Old of Denmark, two men who had recently united their countries. Harald vowed to unite the clans of Norway. He also promised that until he had done so, he would not cut or comb his hair. Over the next 10 years, Harald conquered kingdom after kingdom. He allowed the local chieftains to stay in power as long as they paid taxes and sent men to Norway's national army. Victory was his. Harald finally cut his wild and tangled hair. His handsome new look earned him his nickname, Fairhair. He and Gyda married. King Harald Fairhair would rule Norway for more than 50 years. Today, buried in the cliffs above the site of his final battle, stands a monument of three Viking swords commemorating King Harald and the birthplace of modern Norway. Erik the Red and his father left Norway and sailed to their new home, Iceland. Erik grew up and eventually purchased a sheep farm and married his wife, Jodhild. They had three sons, Thorvald, Leif, and Thorstein. Leif also had a sister named Freydis. Erik and Jodhild's children belonged to a typical Viking family. The Vikings were fierce warriors and sailors from Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, the lands together known as Scandinavia. Since the late 700s, whenever summer rolled around, the Vikings left their homes in Scandinavia seeking adventure, glory, and treasure in lands across Europe. They were pirates who took what they wanted from the people they conquered, including other people, whom they used as slaves. Many Vikings settled in the new lands they attacked, from England to Ireland to Iceland, and as far away as Greenland. In the summers, Erik the Red and his men sailed away in search of villages to threaten. In these violent and deadly raids, Erik and his fellow Viking warriors burned villages to the ground and stole anything of value. The Vikings had been doing this for hundreds of years all around Europe. Villagers who weren't killed might be taken as slaves. Erik the Red owned slaves in Iceland. One day, the slaves caused a rockslide which damaged Erik's neighbor's house. It was an accident, but the neighbor reacted violently by killing Erik's slaves. Erik responded with a violent attack of his own by killing his neighbor and his neighbor's cousin. Charges were brought against Erik at the Thing.